Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Carla Lynn Hall and all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Ever, ever, ever. Indeed. Technical difficulties here. Coach Joy Joyce here. I always love to launch the show with Rocky, and it just wasn't happening. Rocky was nowhere to be found. So I'm glad today's show is about laughter and not technical difficulties, because we need to be able to laugh at everything. Our special guest is Carla Lynn Hall, and it is said that laughter is the best medicine. Laughter decreases pain, eases anxiety and fear, relieves stress, improves mood, strengthens relationships, attracts others to us, helps diffuse conflicts, and adds joy and happiness to our lives. Laughter is contagious. No doubt it feels good when we experience a hearty laugh and we make somebody else laugh. Jacob Smirnoff says that everybody laughs in the same way in every language because laughter is a universal connection. Hear from one of our most fun guests, Ms. Carla Lynn Hall, who laughs easily, appreciates good humor, and welcomes the opportunity to share what gives her joy and pleasure. It is always a time that gives me pleasure when you join us on our show. Welcome, Carla Lynn Hall.
Thank you, Joyce. It is always a pleasure to be back on your show, and I'm so excited that we're going to be talking today about laughter being the best medicine, because it really is, and it's so important that that we keep our sense of humor, and I think that gets us through a lot of those, you know, those times that aren't always so happy. But I'm really glad to share today how people have been able to use laughter as a tool for healing. So I'm going to start off with some quotes that I found about laughter being a healing tool. So I'll start. So there's a good laugh heals a lot of hurts. That's Madeline Lingle. Always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine, Lord Byron. An optimist laughs to forget. A pessimist forgets to laugh. Tom Nansberry. I never would have made it if I could not have laughed. It lifted me momentarily out of this horrible situation, just enough to make it livable. And that was Viktor Frankl, who was a concentration camp survivor. And another one, if you don't learn to laugh at trouble, you won't have anything to laugh at when you're old. That's Edgar Watson Howe. So that's a good start for my quotes. I have more if you want, but that's a good
start. Wait. I just got to say, it was a great start. I collect quotes. I did not know those. So now your first assignment after the show is to send me an email with those quotes.
Sure.
It was that good. I really, really enjoy them. And I collect quotes. I have books of quotes. You managed to find ones that were new to me. Congratulations. You did it again, Carla Lynn.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
What would you like to talk about next? You're already on a roll.
Well, so when we were first discussing laughter being a great healing tool and being the best medicine, I did a little research and the first thought that came to me was, if you had seen that movie, The Secret, they featured Norman Cousins. He was this man who had suffered prolonged pain from a serious illness, and he claims to have cured himself with a self-invented regimen of laughter and vitamins. And he wrote this book, and it came out in 1979, and it's called Anatomy of an Illness. And he describes how he basically locked himself up with a lot of funny movies, and he watched them over and over, and that is what helped him recover. So I think there's a lot to be said about healing yourself with laughter. What do you think about that, Joyce?
Absolutely, and it's a very famous book, and his story is very, very famous, and I think it's such an inspiration for people who have such scientific minds, and they stick to just the facts where you can see, touch, taste, and feel, rather than in a spiritual domain, something like that, where you can't measure it, but you can know that he, in fact, had the results through laughter. He watched funny movies every day, and just put himself in that state till the laughter disappeared, the pain and the illness.
Yes. I think that's just really powerful. And in more practical terms, I also learned that having a sense of humor is also it's just also another way of dealing with the practicalities of life, of the things that happen to us day in and day out. When I was in my 20s, I knew a woman in her 60s, and she had been married for over 30 years, and she had had 8 kids, you know, something like that. And of course, you know, being in my 20s and being boy crazy, I had to know the secret of her success. And I was thinking about, I don't know, some secrets about, you know, how to attract your man or how to keep a man. And I have to admit, I was kind of surprised when she said that choosing someone with a sense of humor was the most important. And that is what she credited the success of her marriage and her family life to that. And when I asked her about that, because I really, you know, I was in my 20s, I didn't really understand. She said that over the years, their kids would always come down with these various colds and childhood diseases and stomach flus, and they would proceed to go through the entire family. So can you imagine having to see the mumps and then the measles and then the chicken pox or whatever that is go through each one of your family members? And that's like 10 of them total, because there's 8 kids and 2 adults. So depending on what the sickness, you know, the illness was, it would go through the entire family. And she said that the thing that got her through those times was being able to laugh with her husband. And that is she considered that the most important trait in choosing a life partner. That blew my mind, and I never forgot it.
Yeah, very powerful. I totally agree that laughter is so important. I like people that laugh easily, that always mm-hmm. have a smile on their face, that light up a room just by walking into it. The problem is there's so few of those people. You're one of those good guys that easily laughs and smiling and happy despite your trials and tribulations, so you're a good role model for that. And as I say, some people light up the room when they enter, others light up the room when they leave it. And just to add to attributes of a good man, I always say, all I want is someone kind and understanding. Is that too much to ask of a multimillionaire? So that was my take on that. Okay, back to you, Carla.
Actually, that was very funny. I was doing some more research on why humor heals. But you know what? I will go back a second. You're talking about how some people can light up a room when they walk in, and how some people laugh easily. And, you know, I aspire to be one of those people. And for me, laughter is very important. And I've always been this way. And sometimes people might see smiling or see me laughing and just assume that, oh, nothing bad happens. And it's so not true. You know, I have my trials and tribulations just like everyone else, but in my own experience, staying in the light, staying in a positive way, staying with the positive energy, that is the thing that gets me through. And I feel that when we choose to stay happy and positive, it sort of acts as a repellent to those negative states of being, which also add to things like our illnesses or things that are going bad. So I feel like there's a cause and effect for sure. And you know, even if you don't have to believe in law of attraction or any, I'm not even going to go in that woo-woo place, although we could, but that's not my purpose today. But I want to say that when you are in a positive place, when you're staying in, like in the light, that is much more healing than being negative and pessimistic. And at the very least, if you're being negative and pessimistic, that's just going to make everything feel worse. I feel things better, or I feel them on a lighter plane when I stay in a lighter plane. So,
Carla, I do believe that's very important, what you just referenced. So mm-hmm. I know you said we're not going to go there today, but oftentimes I do reference the law of attraction.
Sure.
So what you said was highly significant. If you're laughing, it's contagious. It attracts others of like-mindedness. When you're negative and pessimistic, that's what you're going to hear and see around you. We do attract that which we come from. You bring about what you think about. So even though we're not going to have a whole conversation on the law of attraction, you brought it up, so I just wanted to say it is significant. I do underscore it, because if you're laughing, that's who you want to be around, people that make you laugh. That's why I like Carla Lynn Hall.
Why, thank you, Joyce. Thank you. I just love that line, though. You were saying some people light up the room when they walk in, and some people light up the room when they leave. And, you know, I never want to be that person that when you see them coming, they run. You know, you're like, oh, that person. Oh, here comes negative Nelly. And it just, I don't see, personally, I don't believe it helps, and I don't see how it's ever helped. Being negative has never helped anyone, so I just choose not to go there.
I just want to say one thing. I have someone in my family that recently lost her husband. There would have been their 25th wedding anniversary next month. And she's so extremely depressed. She's in grief, which is totally understandable, of course. And everybody handles grief in their own way. But when I said to her, whenever you're ready, you know, I can tell you about things that'll pick you up, that'll cheer you up, people I've worked with that are healers that'll make a difference. When you're ready, she says, nothing will ever change. I'll always be miserable. I'll always be depressed because nothing anyone can say or do will bring him back. He's gone. That's it. It's over. I don't believe in prayer. I don't believe in anything. I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life. So I said, you just foretold your own destiny, that that's what you are setting up. And when you choose to get out of that space, and I can be of help. Lord knows I can offer you a lot. I'm a cancer survivor 3 times. I mean, I certainly have paid more than my share in the health department. Sure. So I know how important it is to stay positive, to stay upbeat, to laugh, to keep away from negativity. It was just so sad to hear someone say, I'll always be this way.
Yeah, that is really sad, and I, you know, I pray that your friend, you know, is able to get past it. You know, I know when grief is new, when it's, you know, it's brand new, and especially she has this huge milestone coming up, it's so difficult to believe that things can get better, and it's easy to feel that you will always be in this place. But I think also the universe also, you know, to get woo-woo for a second, just life also will sometimes throw you opportunities to get into a happier place. And at first, you might not be open to it or ready to it, but she's also very fortunate that she has you in her life. When you're able to see those cracks of, you know, when the sun starts to come back to her life, that, you know, hopefully you'll be able to, you know, bring a little, you know, just like take a little shoehorn and open up those cracks so some more light can get through to her. But, you know, it's totally natural and understandable that someone is, you know, when they go through a major grief, you know, something like is losing a partner, that, you know, it just feels like the sun will never come out, but that is not the case. The sun will always come back, and we have to be open to it.
It's funny that you just said that, because what I said in that same conversation, one of my favorite songs is The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. That's one of my favorite songs from Annie. And she said, mine is I Will Always Love You. And I had that put on the headstone. I said, well, that's beautiful. And I said, I really do understand your grief. I know she's in therapy. She said that the psychiatrist isn't helping, but, you know, she says she still goes, but nothing can help. I said, of course it can. It's all about faith and hope and wanting to. And just on that note, our show tomorrow with our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is The Healing Power of Faith. That is our show tomorrow, folks, so do tune in for that. Oh, okay, but so back to you. So again, we may not dwell on the law of attraction, but I do believe it's a universal law, and I do believe you get more of what you want if you're in that vibrational harmony with it.
Exactly. I totally agree. And, you know, your show tomorrow with Beverly Nadler is about faith, I also want to remind, you know, all of us that there are seasons in our life. And we, just like we know that there's a daytime and then there's a nighttime, or that there's a winter, spring, summer, fall, these are seasons in our life. And we have faith that For every morning, there's going to be a night. For every winter, there's going to be a spring, summer, fall. And there are seasons in our life that are, some are going to be times that we are going to be so low. And there's going to be other times when we're going to be celebrating wonderful things. And I think it's important to also have faith that these seasons do change, and that life changes and things get better, and we're never down forever, even though it feels like it. You know, this too shall pass. So when you're in a dark place, it's also good to remember that you don't have to be dark forever. You can turn things around, and hopefully, you know, keep your eyes open for when you see that sun start to rise in your life again. So, and humor is a great way, you know, to help you get there.
I just want to say, Carla, I want to give a visual on what you just shared about a season for everything. I've always described it as being on a Ferris wheel, and sometimes you're right at the top, and you just stay there, and everything is going right, and everything is going good, everything is going your way. And I always say, as a coach, that's not the time to stop, because you're in good karma. That's when you keep going more and exert more effort, because you're right there on the top. And then you can count on it. Surely the Ferris wheel will start moving, and you're down, and you're right at the bottom rung, and you're depressed, and you're upset, and you're sad. And that's when you remind yourself, I know it's going to start moving again. I don't know when, but it'll start moving upwards again. And that's when you have to make the choice for it to keep moving. I think it was Voltaire who said, I do believe in laughter because I know it's good for my health.
You know what? I have another quote from Voltaire, now that you mention it, that I have here. He says, God is a comedian playing to an audience too afraid to laugh.
Yes. Your quotes are very good. As I said, I don't even have those in my collection that I've collected since junior high school. So,
As
I said, as soon as you get a moment, I definitely want you to email that to me. And folks, any of you that want to send me any contribution or comment about the show, send it to Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Joyce, at AOL.com. Coach Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, at AOL.com. I love quotes, and my goodness, for you to come up with ones I haven't heard from more, that is amazing. I got to tell you, this is since junior high school. So even though I'm not at a junior high that long, it's still a wonderful add-on to my collection.
Oh, that's so great.
You were talking about some of the benefits of humor.
Yes, yes. So I happen to find a list of ways that humor heals. So I will cover as many as I have time for, and then I also have some tips for later. But right now I want to talk about the different ways that humor heals. So the first way that humor heals is it combats fear. Now, humor disengages fear because it changes your perspective of the past and of the present. So if there was a traumatic childhood in your life, it can lose its tight grip on your heart if you can place it into the ridiculous category from other stories in your past. So if you have with a playful perspective, you can remove yourself from the marital problem, for example, that has you, like, you know, crazed with anxiety. Laughter forces a few steps, meaning some much needed distance between a situation and our reaction. So Leo Buscaglia, you remember him, the hug doctor, he has a quote. He says, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on and swing.
They're so good. They really are good. I haven't heard that one either. And I know who he is. I even have his books. Go ahead. I don't remember that one. Go ahead.
Sure. So another way that humor heals is humor comforts. Now, there is an unspoken message that's hidden within a chuckle, even the slightest cackle, that says this: I promise you'll get through this. And it's just like that comforting hug of your mom when you were three. And in fact, New York City's Big Apple Circus has used humor to console sick children since 1986, when they started sending teams of clowns into hospital rooms with rubber chicken soup and other fun surprises. And says the Jane Engelbart, the deputy director of the circus, She says, but it's also for the parents, because when they hear their children laugh for the first time in days or weeks, they know that everything is going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And let's see. And I have another way. Another way that humor heals is humor relaxes. Like any exercise, laughing relaxes you, and it works against the chronic stress that most Americans wear on the shoulder. Dr. Oz himself, we've all heard of him, the heart surgeon at New York Presbyterian Hospital, and he has his own show now. He explains why this is so. He says, when you push any engine, including your body, to its maximum, every once in a while it slips a gear. And that's the ways that the body manifests that is the ways are irregular heartbeats, high blood pressure, and increased sensitivity to pain. But when people use humor, the autonomic nervous system, it tones it down just a bit to take it off high gear, and that allows the heart to relax. How do you like that?
I like them all.
Yeah. Well, I have more. So humor also reduces pain. Dr. Elias Shaya, who is the chief of psychiatry at Good Samaritan Hospital in Baltimore, also tries to instill the importance of laughter in his patients. Says Dr. Shaya, I advocate finding ways to laugh by watching comedy or engaging in looking up jokes and sharing them. And I found out that some hospitals even have humor rooms, which encourage people to use humor in their recovery from any kind of illness. And then here's another one I thought was kind of fun. Dave Trainer, who is the director of health education at Natchog Hospital in Mansfield Center, Connecticut, he shared a treatment in which post-surgery patients were told one-liners before taking potentially painful medications. And the patients who were exposed to humor perceived less pain as compared to the patients who didn't receive humor stimuli. So the people who heard the joke. Yeah, and you know what? And they didn't even say how good the one-liners had to be. The people who were told jokes, they perceived less pain in their treatment, which is really cool.
All extremely powerful. Really powerful. And as I said, on a very spiritual level, it really all totally makes sense.
I totally agree. And I have another way, one more way that humor heals. Humor also cultivates optimism. And humor is like gratitude in that it nurtures optimism. And Dan Baker, author, he wrote this in a book called What Happy People Know. He says that appreciation is the first and most fundamental happiness tool. And research now shows that it is physiologically impossible to be in a state of appreciation and a state of fear at the same time. Thus, appreciation is the antidote to fear. So when you're in a place of appreciation or gratitude or laughing, some kind of humor, that is an antidote to fear. So if humor can change a perspective on a painful memory of the past or a gnawing issue of the present, if you have an opportunity to laugh at the inherent craziness of life at times, then a person will be better able to facilitate their own healing. So that's, you know, so there's just more reason to find ways to laugh at yourself and your situation.
I might add that it boosts immunity, it lowers stress hormones, relaxes your muscles. I know you said about relaxing you. Adds joy and zest to life, eases the anxiety. You mentioned that it eases fear as well. Improves your move, enhances resilience. And on a social level, that was on a physical, mental level, socially it strengthens relationships. It attracts others to us. It enhances teamwork. It helps diffuse conflict. I think that's a great way to diffuse conflict and promotes group bonding. So I found those extremely significant as well. And in addition to laughter as a great medicine, I want to say you take a dose of this show each and every day. And here's our health guru, Beverly Nadler, to tell you why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry, and spelled out, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will get an email of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. And if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, just know you can hear any show 24/7 in our archives, Joyce Barry and Friends. .com, and I must say how pleased and blessed I am to have you, Carla Lynn Hall, as a friend.
Why, thank you so much, Joyce. I feel the same way about you. We definitely have a great time, you know, whenever we're together or on your show, and it's always fun to come back, so I'm really glad that we get to yuck it up a little bit more today.
That you have an open invitation. You're always welcome on our show. My goodness, as I think about it through the years, we've discussed sex openly on the show. You're very
yes.
transparent. We've covered so many things, fantasies. I've done many shows with you on riddles. I always have more fun doing riddles with you because you're such a good sport about it. Some people, you ask a riddle or something on the air and they take it personally if they don't know the answer. You always have good humor about that. So next, I just want to get into a little bit about creating opportunities to laugh. And since I mentioned riddles and so many shows we did, I just have a few for you right here, right now. And
okay.
Let's start with what can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
What can travel in the travel the world? My sex life.
Oh, you are too much. The answer is a stamp. A stamp.
Oh.
What has a head and a tail but no body? A head and a tail but
and
no
a
body.
Tail. No body. Head and a I don't know. It all sounds like my sex life. Tell me, what is it?
A coin. A coin.
Oh, oh.
What has an eye but cannot see?
It couldn't be what I'm thinking. So,
it's not
I don't
your
know.
Sex life.
No, but I was thinking of something else. But no, I'm sure that wasn't going to be your answer. So you might as well go ahead and tell me.
A needle.
Oh, right.
What kind of tree can you carry in your hand?
Oh, I should have had more caffeine this morning. What kind of tree can I hold in my hand? Big tree.
A palm.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't get that one.
And the
so...
last one, since we're on a roll here, what kind of room has no doors or windows?
What kind of room? Oh, my goodness.
No doors or windows.
No doors. Like my mind or something? My brain?
Mushroom.
Oh, I was on a roll.
We were
all
not
right.
Laughing at your sex life. That was collectively for all the riddles. So that's a good way to, I just had a few as samples. What else I like for fun are puns. Did you hear about the guy whose left side was cut off?
No, what happened?
He's all right now.
Oh.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Okay, that's a good one.
I just have a few in each category so people know what they can look forward to if they look them up. I don't trust these stairs because they are always up to something. See, my audience appreciates it. And then with jokes, there's all kinds of jokes, the knock-knock jokes. Inside jokes are when you share someone jokes about something in your inner circle that only the person or group you're telling it to, that's an inside joke. But I have to say my favorite is laugh at yourself jokes.
Yes.
Carla, do you have any of those about you?
I do. I can't remember anything in specific, but see, I love to laugh, and I don't mind people laughing at me, and I will sometimes make sure that I will, like, if there's a choice between being the punchline of a joke or, like, being cute, I will definitely go for being the punchline because it's just so much fun to laugh at myself, and then when people see me laughing at myself, then they will tend to laugh even more. Oh, I remember, like, there was this time I was working in an office, and I was running, and I had, wide leg pants and pointy toe shoes, and I was running, and they got caught, and I fell. Nobody saw me, but everyone heard me. So when I went out in the hallway and everyone was looking up, I was like, I'm okay, you know, and everyone started laughing. And, you know, like things like that, or just anytime I can be a punchline to my own joke, I'm all for it.
Right, well, you took something that people might have gotten upset about or cared about you, or you could have been angry with, you chose to make a light of it. I guess favorite laugh at myself joke is my description of myself, and that is, I'm funky and chunky, naughty and nice.
I like that.
It's how I describe myself. Okay, having said that, let's talk a little bit about other things that are fun for people, that create fun.
Oh, that create fun?
Yes.
Well, you know, before I do that, because I definitely have some tips, I had, like, one more thing I wanted to share on how you can do that, but it's lighthearted. If you don't mind, I'm just going to go out. I'm going to go
for
that.
No, go ahead. Okay, so, I never mind.
Oh.
You're
okay,
the guest. Feel free.
Oh, fantastic. So the other thing I wanted to say before I go into the specific is that we have the opportunity and the choice to cultivate laughter in our own lives. We don't have to wait. Like, if we're going through a hard time in a relationship, or, you know, maybe someone in our family is ill, or maybe we're ill, it sometimes feels like, if you think, oh, well, I'll wait till I feel a little better to start doing these things. And it's actually the opposite. We have to take charge of our own mental health by choosing to do things that cultivate laughter and humor in our life. So I just want to say, if anyone is listening and feeling any of those things, to don't wait to take the lead. And I learned, I was doing some more research, and there's actually this thing called laughter therapy. I thought that is really cool. At the Center Treatment Centers of America, also known as CTCA, they fight cancer using an integrative approach. So they're offering options such as laughter therapy to help you cope as you are receiving conventional cancer treatments. So Dr. Catherine Puckett, who is the national director of the Mind-Body Medicine at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. She first introduced laughter therapy to the Midwestern Regional Medical Center upon a patient's request. Now, that's kind of cool when you think about it, that that they would take something like that into consideration, and to even have a mind-body medicine treatment, because, you know, the mind and the body are so related. And when we think of ourselves as being healthy or not healthy physically, it's really good to think about what's going on in our mind, because that a lot of those mental things that we're going through will show up in our body. So they offer these humor therapy sessions, and they have these things called their clubs or humor groups, and they help the cancer patients and their families use and enjoy laughter as a tool for healing. So they're these leader-led groups where they take the patients through a number of laugh-related exercises, including fake laughter and laughter greetings. So the Laughter Club is not based on humor or jokes. It's rather based on laughter as a physical exercise. And one group laughter – you're going to say something? Oh, I thought you were
yes, I was
George.
Just going to say that I know someone who has the biggest groups, laughter groups, in California. He's been a guest on our show many, many times. And physically, it's laughing from the gut. His name is Jeffrey Breyer. If you go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and on the top, you could put in any guest you want to Google what their shows are. He was on many times. Jeffrey, B-R-I-A-R. He has many groups in California about laughter, yoga, therapy. So he's one of the leaders in that realm.
I totally believe that. That is so great. And what I was reading was saying that one group laughter exercise that they have, it involves patients standing in a circle with the leader in the middle, and the patients put their fingertips on their cheekbones, their chest, or their lower abdomen, and they make ha-ha or hee-hee sounds until they felt the vibrations through their bodies, which is so cool. And Dr. Puckett says that during these exercises, it's hard for people not to join in because laughter is so contagious. Now, as you're mentioning with Jeffrey Breyer, that laughter is coming from the gut. It's getting
correct.
In. You don't have to walk in feeling like laughing. They start the laughter first. That is the thing. They start you laughing first, whether or not you're happy to begin with. And that laughter,
correct,
just, it's contagious. So everyone in this circle, all their energy is starting to lift, and their frequency is starting to rise, and people are becoming, they're just laughing. And that is, it's contagious, and it's very helpful. And Dr. Puckett says at the end of the laughter therapy session, patients have said things like, I didn't even think about cancer during the laughter club, or that felt great. Things have been so hard that we haven't laughed in months. That's the kind of difference it can make. And Dr. Puckett added that an 8-year-old daughter of a cancer patient attended the laughter club, and she said afterwards, I never thought about laughing every day, but now I realize that I can. Like, even when I don't feel happy, I can still laugh and feel better. Think about
Carla,
that.
Carla, that was so powerful what you just shared. Folks,
mm-hmm.
If you're listening to the show, if you take one thing to heart and let it make a profound difference in your life, you're already ahead of the game, because this show is really designed to increase your vibrancy, your health, your relationships. So all of that is right on. And when you said about don't wait to have a reason to laugh, create the opportunities to laugh.
Yes.
I wanted to share, so we were right on the same page. That's where I was going to next. Here are some thoughts. Watch a funny movie or TV
mm-hmm.
show. I do that a lot. I search them out. Most of the fun movies I find are classic movies from way back when, like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. So those are the ones that I find the most funny, and it's no accident that my favorite comical hero is Lucille Ball. So any opportunity to watch her, I do. Jackie Gleason, I love all of those stuff, even though I've seen the shows over and over again. go to a comedy club, read the funny pages, seek out funny people like Carla Lynn Hall, share a good joke or a funny story, check out your bookstore's humor section, host game nights with friends. One thing for sure, play with a pet. How can you play with a pet and not smile and not laugh? I mean, that is one of the most healing things to have around you, keep in the house, is your favorite pet. Go to a laughter yoga class. And Carla Lynn was referencing there are clubs, there's laughter yoga, laughter. Goof around with children. Again, children say the silliest things. Children, get on the floor with them and you'll be soon laughing. Do something silly and always make time for fun activities like karaoke. So anything you might want to add to that?
Wow, you hit up a lot of great ones. You can also do an internet search. YouTube has plenty of stupid pet tricks or funniest home movies or different things that you can find. There's a lot of cute things that people are laughing at online. And let's see, go to your local library to look for funny books, audio programs, movies. You can also subscribe to a free comedy podcast. There is so much funny stuff out there. So you can definitely, you know, collect things to surround yourself with humor. And I think you said it, but I will repeat it again. Surround yourself with people and things that make you laugh, you know, whoever or whatever they may be. Back to children, actually, my friend's 4-year-old happened to come into her bedroom with her her boyfriend, and he was asking, "Oh, why aren't you wearing any clothes?" And the partner was like, no, I have on shorts. And then the 4-year-old was like, "Oh, they're having a naked party. And he just started running around the house and they just started laughing. And kids just, you know, they have their own perspective and they can't help but do things that make us laugh. So definitely I agree with that about the children. And I will have one other thing that I would like to add that's definitely my personal favorite. Reduce the negative people and things in your environment. You know, that it sounds almost obvious, but I feel if you are going through some kind of challenge, any kind of challenge, whether it's, you know, a mental health issue, relationship issue, personal, physical, you know, thing that you are working through and you need to focus on your healing, the first thing you want to do is reduce the negative people and things in your environment. And that also means...
So true.
Yes. Because you
Absolutely.
Really need to focus on your
clutter,
healing.
The clutter, the hoarding, the negative people that make you wrong, that judge you. Absolutely true. Right on. Colin Hall, you did a great, great job. Why don't you share with people what your website is if people want to know more about you?
Sure. My website, now these days, I am working on a new program called From Bricks to Clicks, which I'm teaching people how to market their businesses online. So you can find me at internetfamousvip.com. Again, that's internetfamousvip.com.
Carla, you know we need to do a whole show on that. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We'll schedule that after we have the Jewish holidays coming up. So sometime after that, because that certainly interests me as well. Internetfamousvip.com. Very, very good. And folks, my website is Joyce, my official website is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com. And what you'll find there are all the kinds of seminar programs I do, the coaching I do, and countless endorsements from people all over the country, people just like you that want to have a coach. And here are some of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I really would love to hear from you. You can comment about our guests, about our show, suggestions for guests, future shows. I really do enjoy it, hearing what our listeners have to say. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I want to make one correction. I said our show tomorrow with Beverly Nadler is The Healing Power of Faith. That is our show on Thursday. That's Here's to Your Health Thursday. Beverly Nadler, our health guru, The Healing Power of Faith. That is Thursday. I stand corrected. Tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting because we have Rabbi Joseph Potasnik and Father Brian McWheeney, brothers in faith, and they are such a model for relationship. The priest goes with the rabbi to Seder services on the Jewish holiday. The rabbi goes with the priest to Christmas Mass every year, and they speak together at so many events. With everything going around the country, they go together to these events to give people hope and faith, and they are absolutely extraordinary. Both of them are regulars on our show, and the priest, just so you know, every Christmas, on Christmas Day, he does our Christmas show, and I'm very humbled by that because I'm a nice Jewish girl, and the priest takes time out of his day to do our Christmas show, so I am very humbled by that. They're both excellent speakers and excellent people of faith. I just want to add a few of my favorite quotes, and that is this by Victor Borge: laughter is the shortest distance between two people. Shirley MacLaine says, a person who knows how to laugh at himself will never cease to be amused. Charlie Chaplin says, a day without laughter is a day wasted. A proverb is, if you're busy to laugh, you are too busy. Bob Newhart tells us, laughter gives us distance. It allows us to step back from an event, deal with it, and then move on. William James, we don't laugh because we're happy. We're happy because we laugh. Mary Waltrip says, a laugh is a smile that bursts. Milton Berle says, laughter is an instant vacation. Maya Angelou says, I don't trust anyone who doesn't laugh. Martin Luther King Jr., it is cheerful to God when you rejoice or laugh from the bottom of your heart. And Billy Joel says, I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. So those are all by famous people, some of my favorites to add to the collection. Carla Lynn Hall, as we are closing down here, first I want to say it was an absolute pleasure to do the show with you, truly, and I always enjoy it when you're on the show. Again, you're always welcome. We'll do one on a more serious note next time. Market yourself on, about marketing yourself online, and again, that website is internetfamousvip.com. What would you like to say as we're closing out?
Let's see. I will just end with one last quote that I found. Two. One is by William Thackeray, and it's, a good laugh is sunshine in the house. And the final one is a Jewish proverb. You might have heard this one. As soap is to the body, so laughter is to the soul.
Well, you know, just because I'm Jewish, I don't know all the Jewish shtick, but it just
well,
reminds me of of how many shows I did with my favorite Shiksa, Carolyn Hall. And for those of you who don't know, it is not a derogatory term at all. It's a Jewish way of saying non-Jewish woman. That's all it is. And I get a kick out of calling her my favorite Shikser because I certainly relate to the very Jewish side of her. And she's many things to many people. To me, she's a great guest and a pleasure to call my friend. So, any final thing? You get one more chance.
Sure.
Because everything you said, you nailed it. You really did.
I would say just continue to find ways and reasons to laugh every day. Laugh every day, and you will be healthy.
And as she brought out the point before, Carla says, don't wait for it to come to you. Look for it. And that's what I say about miracles. If you look for them and believe in them, you will find them everywhere. They're all around us. The same thing with humor, comedy. I do look for it every day. It does make you feel good. And even songs like Simply the Best, Tina Turner, they're upbeat, fun songs that get you moving and make you smile. And these are how I want to conclude the show with something I wrote that I want to share with all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, go ahead and manifest those marvelous miracles. I saw a movie just this week called Miracles from Heaven. It starred who is Ben Affleck's wife?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, thank you. I knew you'd know it.
Although they're splitting up, but that's okay.
What's splitting up?
I said that they're splitting up, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, but I just wanted to reference who she is. Yes, that has been rumored for a while. But at any rate, what struck me about the movie was it was a true story. You know how you could see something very moving and it touches your heart and you can leave the theater crying, but knowing that this is a true movie made it so much more profound and significant. Miracles from Heaven. And I know when I got home from the movie, I made calls to people that really needed to see it. So I invite you folks that believe in miracles or want to believe in miracles, go see the movie. It's a 2016 movie. I saw it in the community. It was rented from Netflix, so for sure they have it. Miracles from Heaven. And folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.